Landry with us. LandryFootball.com will let you know how you can get all of his information, all of his content, and his various platforms that he does have. Chris, good morning to you, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Bill. Always good to be with you. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I'll tell you how out of the loop I am with the NFL, and we won't talk a lot of NFL, but the Hall of Fame game is tonight, right? I just heard that on the news. That's how
in fact, if you think about it, this is the last Sunday without football for, till we get done, because preseason number one starts next week, Thursday through Friday. But in the first preseason game is the Hall of Fame game, the extra one. They play it on Thursdays nights now. They've done that for a few years and then have the whole festivities in Canton this weekend or whatever facsimile they're going to have of it. But, yeah, it's going to be the Steelers and the Cowboys. And I was interested in looking at young guys. Curious to see how Najee Harris is going to look and how much they play him in Pittsburgh and other young guys. So, yeah, get started tonight.
Do you get the Peacock Network? We were just talking about this. Notre Dame Toledo, Peacock Network.
I know, yeah. I have the streaming service stuff to where I can get things like the Pac-12 Network. But I don't think I don't know if I have that. But I saw that, yeah. And you know what? I think that's going to be the future, right? I mean, I don't know when, but at some point it's probably going to be all streaming. I've held DirecTV for a long time because it has the exclusive rights to the NFL Sunday Ticket. So everything else you can get somewhere else, but NFL Sunday Ticket, which is all the NFL games on Sunday, it's the only thing that they're exclusive with. And so I've kind of refused to sign a contract because if that ever changes, I just need to be able to go wherever. But, yeah, it's a little confusing. I've got to change the inputs and go find that. Or maybe I'll just watch the tape of it when I get it in from the NFL films when our scouting, where we can go in and get all the game tape. But, it's going to be interesting to see. Everybody's got one now. I think it's like CBS is like Paramount or I forget the name. But everybody's got that streaming version. Just like everybody has their cable version of the network, they all got the streaming version. Well, I guess that's where we're headed.
Chris, what kind of future does Miles Brennan have?
Oh, I think it's tough. I feel bad for him because he worked so hard to get back. I think it really depends. I mean, it really depends upon... Now, this gets really tough when you're now going to have to rehab from that. It's actually probably going to be much easier rehab than the last injury, which was much more complex. This is, have surgery, fix it, and I don't know, to be honest with you. I think if he wants to continue to play football, which I would think he probably does. I don't know. I talked to Jake yesterday. Monday, Jake Peach. I think they're all disappointed for the young man having to deal with it. I think that we're going to have to wait and see how he heals, whether he will play LSU somewhere else. They've got some young quarterbacks coming in. I don't know that his future. It's got to start with him. So I really don't know that. If I had to guess, if he wants to play. Just a guess, not inside information or anything, that maybe it may be somewhere else. But does he want to play? Does he want to go through it? I don't know. I don't know the young man that well to know how motivated he is. He's motivated, just how much he wants to deal with it at this point versus just going on with his life. I don't know that.
Yeah, and Jamie Howard's kid's coming in. I mean, it doesn't stack up well, does it?
No, I don't think his future was, but it's, for him, you feel bad because, he was going to at least be the number two. He's a veteran guy that, can play some and a guy you can turn to if you have an injury. Now the biggest issue, and I always go there, the coach always clicks in me, anytime you have that, is it's your number two guy, your number one, you're one snap away. So to me, the issue is, you know, now if there's a positive, not a positive at all for this, but now you just get more reps for Garrett Nussmeier in the number two spot, because you got him, get him ready to go, because he's your number one quarterback if Mac Johnson goes down. So that's always the case, and this is always what we talk about, don't we? Oh, this is a deep room. It's a deep room. I've lived it in the college and NFL level. It's never deep enough. Never. I mean, it's just these injuries just happen like the, you know, it just in stretches to where you can have four that you like, and then you're down to two before you turned around. And particularly in today's world, well, we got four. And TJ was, they kind of, and this is why you don't say things publicly. They let things out. Well, he was probably the fourth guy. We liked it. Well, okay, you know, now he you better hope he was, because, you know, you better hope Garrett Nussmeier is better, which I think he is. Now you're down to two, and you really don't have anything that you can go with beyond that. It would be a disaster. But everybody deals with that, particularly at that position.
Georgia Dog on the Emerald Coast says, Bill, ask Chris what he thinks of Todd Monken as the offensive coordinator at Georgia, and could he be Georgia's MVP this year?
Well, I don't know about MVP, but certainly most valuable coach. I mean, certainly he could be. I think that as they try to bring more of the vertical passing game, and I think that he, and with the time with JT Daniels, I think JT Daniels would be the guy. But, yeah, I understand the question. I think Todd's very good.
Right.
I think he does a good job. I think he's got a chance to, you know, depending on how this works out, be a head coach. I think they get it. I think Georgia's seen it. I think Kirby's been thinking about how we've got to get this offense, you know, to that next. I just thought it was a bad confluence of details last year at this time with the quarterback movement. Couldn't get JT ready injury wise. There's a lot of things didn't go well. They've had an entire offseason, a relatively normal offseason to deal with getting him ready. I think this offense, there's really no excuses for this offense to not be good. It's not going to be the, you know, four wide spreads now, but they are going to be able to run the football and maybe attack a little bit more when people overplay the run. The biggest issue they've had, and which kind of kept them from being elite in terms of winning at the highest level, is their inability to win in multiple ways. If you can't win in multiple ways, meaning offensively, if you can't be as effective in the two-minute offense as you are in the four-minute offense, somebody somewhere along the way is going to end up beating you. You're going to have a lower ceiling, a glass ceiling there. Just like if you're an Oklahoma that has not been good enough defensively, you've got to be able to have a four-minute offense to complement the defense. So I think Georgia and Oklahoma are the two most intriguing, really high-level programs that I'm curious to see how the offense for Georgia and the defense for Oklahoma takes the step in that, how they can play better complementary ball. And that could determine, you know, what their ceiling truly is this year, which I think potentially both are national championship caliber teams. But, you know, those two things have to come through or else they'll fall short again.
Chris, certainly just guesswork here, but do you see Oklahoma and Texas in an awkward way 3 years down the road still playing Big 12 games, knowing long ago you were leaving?
I do not. In fact, I don't. I don't see any way that's happening. I think, Bill, you know this as good as anybody. When you have the announcement like, you know, we're welcoming into the league and, you know, effective 2025,
right,
that is all legalese. You can't say as a commissioner, yeah, we'll bring them into the league, and yet we're on our way to work a deal to get those boys to play next year. Well, you can't do that. That's a the lawyers would muzzle you. You can't do that. Hey, we're looking forward to welcome them in 2025. And then Oklahoma and Texas will say, we're glad to play into 2025. And then the Big 12 says, yeah, we're going to make you play to 20. All that is a stance so that you can get to the negotiating table so that you can buy it out to make
right.
a parting, because the Big 12 has to go on and figure out their future. It's going to be ugly. having them in there knowing that they're leaving, and that's not something that Texas and Oklahoma wants to do. So that is, we're going to take our stance so that when they negotiate the money, everybody's trying to create leverage so that whatever money they have to agree upon, maybe we can save a little bit more money on our way and the other one feels the same way. That's all it is. I don't see any way. I mean, technically, yes, but I don't know anybody that feels that they're not going to want to get a deal done, and it's probably going to take a little while because, you know, deadlines create movement, right? Whether it's player contracts or big contracts like this, I expect them to be there. I really tend to think they'll be there next year, but there's some legal work to do with that, and I recognize that.
Chris Landry with us. I've got a bunch of questions here for him we can get on the other side. Chris, we've probably got 60 seconds. Go ahead and give them a little nibble on how they can get your information before we break.
Yes, LandryFootball.com is kind of the hub center. You can go catch the Twitch channel. That's right on the top. You can catch the Twitch schedule. We have got conference shows for all of the conferences. You can catch that. You can see when they're airing. If you can't catch them live, you can go to LandryFootball.com. We drop the podcast there. We've got a number of our podcasts, like the SEC one that we do twice a week. We do another one today, ACC, the National College Football. You can get that through the folks at Podcast Pork by signing up for Landry Football's podcast channel. Get all the film room breakdowns. Got college, NFL, all the news and notes. Got it all for you. Got a football season sale, so take advantage of it right now.
More Chris Landry and your questions. Post them if you haven't done it yet. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still busy out here as they work this crash up against the wall on Vietnam Vets going westbound here at Conference Drive. You got all this traffic behind it trying to get through Hendersonville right now here on Vietnam Vets. Traffic still heavy and sluggish a bit there on 24 up by Hickory, up through the Hickory Hollow area from that earlier crash. People are still slowing down to Rubberneck. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Editions happening this weekend. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
Stream all your favorites with the Disney Bundle.
What did you expect?
Disney Plus has Loki and Luca. Hulu has originals like Summer of Soul and Love, Victor. And ESPN Plus has exciting UFC matchups and new episodes of Stephen A's World. Sign up at DisneyPlus.com and get the Disney Bundle for $13.99 a month. Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. Get the Disney Bundle today. Includes Hulu ad-supported plan. Terms apply. See DisneyPlus.com for details.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
When it comes to the college football playoff, he's for exclusion, not inclusion. It's Bill King.
All right, bunch of questions here for Chris. Chris Landry. LandryFootball.com, his site. We'll let you know again how you can get all of his information. Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill asked Chris his thoughts on Quinn Ewers. Could he learn the offense quick enough to get some playing time?
No, I don't think so. I don't think
I agree.
That's the
yeah,
plan
I agree.
There. And, you know, they've got, look, they're trying to get, you know, C.J. Stroud. They got Jack Miller. Get them enough. There's not enough reps there for him. He's not ready. That's all about, you know, an opportunity for him. And, you know, from a personal standpoint, here's what it can do. And I don't really like it because I think from a developmental standpoint, he'd be better off playing high school football, playing some football. He's not going to get the type of reps this year. I understand why he's doing it, and that's personal. But from a coaching viewpoint, I like players being able to play and develop. It's not going to affect his status or whether they'd still want him, but you still need to develop, even if you're a six-star. You always need to get better. But no, I don't see him being a factor at all. That's not why he's doing it. I think we all know that.
Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com is with us. More questions. West Coast Sooner out in Los Angeles. Ask Chris, is it time for Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma to make a move to win a title before we get in the SEC and the league starts wearing on us?
Well, I think he's more than ready. Kind of alluded to him. I like what they've done defensively. They, in fact, I've got for him, keep plugged there, but if you go on LandryFootball.com, the Big 12 football in Indiana, I know it's a little bit confusing, but they still are in the Big 12. And I did the previews of Oklahoma, Texas, TCU, and Iowa State. And I go into a lot of details. And what I said about Oklahoma is, look, I think their defense is better. I think they've got an elite tackle on defense. I think they've got good ends. I think this defense is getting better. What I think they've got to do is what I've alluded to a little bit before the break, is they've got to do a better job when they have a lead to work the four-minute offense a little bit better so that the best defense, folks, is when it's on the sidelines. When they are fresh and can close out games because you're running the football and controlling the game on offense, that's going to give you the best chance to win championship-level football. And I think for Lincoln, as he matures as a coach, just like we talked about with Kirby on the other side, I think for Lincoln it's understanding that he can't be so worried about being identified with how the offense looks aesthetically and as a head coach, because he's the daddy of the offense. It's got to be a little bit more complimentary because the defensive personnel's improved. Alex Grinch has put together a really fast defense because that's what they want to do. They want to play faster and obviously defend spreads a little bit better, but you got to help it a little bit too. And if you sit there and, you know, up-tempo, you can have all sorts of defensive personnel that's going into the NFL, and yet you're still not going to be good enough defensively because you don't play complementary ball. So that's the difference. I'm not a big believer. If they don't win it this year, it's never going to happen. But there's no doubt that the path to get there is better. What I think is going to be interesting once they get into the SEC is if they haven't figured out how to play complementary ball, they're going to figure it out in the SEC because they're going to have to. And in the end, it may be tougher to get to the, well, it won't, with the 12-team playoff, it wouldn't be that tough. But it may be tougher to get through the regular season schedule, but you might be more battle-tested and play better complementary ball to advance in the playoffs. Big difference, as we know, between getting in there and then advancing, even having to win two games. So that's how I view Oklahoma and their program. I think they're one of the top five programs in the country, and I said it yesterday on the Landry Football Podcast. Only five teams can win it this year. They're one of them.
Allen in Tampa. Ask Chris what he sees in Florida State coming up this year and how he thinks Mackenzie Milton will do at quarterback.
I think Mackenzie's a good leader. I think he'll do a really good job. You know, hopefully he can stay healthy. That's obviously the critical factor there. I think you're going to see incremental improvement. I think you have to really look at it, and obviously Allen loves this team and will watch it. For folks that just look at the results, record-wise, and they may be not as satisfied as if you watch and see. I think you're going to see them play better at the line of scrimmage. I think you'll see them with better focus, intensity, and discipline. That's what I'm looking for. And if it lends itself to a couple of more victories, great. But I think they're building something really good there. I know we've talked about it on Landry Football on the ACC podcast. They are recruiting very well, and that's starting to have an effect on the type of players they're recruiting. And I think there's a culture change in a very positive direction that, I could see them in a couple of years getting to where that's the second-best program in the conference, because North Carolina is taking that mantle right now from Miami, from Florida State, from everybody. I think Florida State is on track to do it. I'm more comfortable in their future than I am even in, say, Miami's, but I don't think it's the immediate future.
Aliquippa Bob says, listen to Chris's Big Ten show and his Penn State analysis yesterday. Ask Chris his thoughts on Penn State wanting to go with an up-tempo offense with their lack of quality depth on defense.
Yeah, I think it's always a concern of how you go about, again, playing complementary ball. So the lack of depth, the lack of the ability to keep your defense fresh is pivotal and can be very hurtful to your team. On the other hand, there's a tendency if you score a lot of points, you feel like, well, we can win some shootout games. I think the running game is going to be pivotal. The offensive line play is so important. I think the biggest thing is the quarterback play, making good decisions. I thought they were a disaster last year, and we all know last year was an unusual year. But I think that Yurcich is really good and is another fast-track coach. He has a lot of those tendencies, and I think that's what they want to do. I think that's what James hired him to do. And I think they're going to be some tempo. But I think that Mike likes to run the football. And so I think if they're able to get leads, I think they will be smart about it. At least I hope so, because that would be a mistake. They just got to, I think Lovett can help them, the transfer from Baylor. I think this team is not an ultra-talented team, but I think this team is good. Look, it's wide open for the second-best team in the Big Ten and certainly in the East. Penn State's in that conversation personnel-wise. Just can they get things going in the right direction? And with James, it's always hit or miss because – everything falls on the coordinators because he doesn't really fit into the coaching end of it, and he has to delegate more. And so him being able to fix it is not something he can do in season. Much like a Dabo, much like an Orgeron, they're very much delegators, which hurts a little bit sometimes in the transition because the message changes, the terminology changes. That's always a difficulty. That's the opposite of, say, how Alabama does it, where the message never changes, regardless of who the coordinators are.
Jeff Chu says, Chris, I am a New York Giants fan. What do you make of the brawl that occurred in practice last week, and can this bring the team together in the long run, or is this a sign that the players already are giving up on Joe Judge?
No, I think the training camp practices have a lot of maybe brawls is a little bit too much, but you have a lot of fights. You have a lot of issues. I wouldn't read too much into it either way. It's not this is going to galvanize everything, or this is going to break them up. It's really much ado about nothing. They're going to be successful or not based upon the quarterback, Daniel Jones, playing better this year. There's a ton of weapons on this team. And the offensive line play, it still is in the developmental stage. I like Andrew Thomas and Will Hernandez, but they've got to play better up front. So I don't think that brawl will have any effect on anything other than if you get an injury. That used to worry me, Bill. First thing was my heart would sink, oh, great. There's going to be a guy that we're getting ready to cut that gets injured, and it's going to cost us money. You know, that's what I always worried about with practices. Or an injury to a starter, that's even worse.
Chris, what's the rule if you cut somebody who's injured? What's the penalty or the
Well,
the
you got an injury settlement, you know, if he's injured.
Right.
And, you know, you're getting ready to cut him, you cut him, that's fine. But then you've got to go with an injury settlement. And, you know, that's just, you know, when you have, like, the camp body guys that, you know, and again, they serve a role and all that. But then it's just like, it's just throwing money out the window. You know, it's you got to have them. But, you know, if they're in a fight and they, you know, separate their shoulder, and then, well, there you go. Like, wow. It's not good.
Jim up in Ramsey, New Jersey, ask Chris what he thinks of Rutgers and having most of their team back from a year ago.
Well, I love what they're doing. You know, from a Rutgers viewpoint, they're not a pushover. I mean, they're really not. I mean, they just... they're no longer that anymore. I think they're tough-minded. It's like we talk about some of these developmental programs. They get who they are. They understand their identity. I talked yesterday about Iowa State and the Big 12 show that's the ultimate developmental program right now in college football. We'll see if it sustains over the long haul. But they develop better than anybody. Iowa does it as well. Kentucky does it in the SEC. A lot of teams do it. What he's doing is Greg is taking a program, not only instilling discipline, but what does that really mean? It's identifying roles of players, roles of coaches, schemes, how we're going to recruit, be involved some in the transfer portal, but making sure it doesn't mess up our culture. And when you do that, the first step to having some success is to not beat yourself. Bad teams are bad, not just because they have bad talent, but because they beat themselves, they make dumb mistakes. When you eliminate that, then you've got a chance to compete. And so even some of their losses look impressive because they're competitive. I think he's doing that, and what it is giving him a chance to go in and get some recruiting hauls that are eye-opening to me because he's able to get some guys that, you know, he got before, and he's getting now, and he's being able to sell the Big Ten brand, which is different than when he had the job the first time. So I like what he's doing. And, you know, getting out of the basement for Rutgers and getting in the middle of the pack of the East is a phenomenal job there. I mean, tremendous.
Chris, tell everybody again how they can get your information.
Appreciate it. LandryFootball.com is where you want to go get all the podcasts. We drop them for you so you can get them there. Check out Twitch TV. Go to LandryFootball.com again and click on Follow Chris on Twitch. Underneath it, you'll see a schedule. You can see when the schedules are there live. You can come into the chat room and ask a question as I'm doing the show, and we'll get to it right there. But if you can't catch it live, then you can catch it on a podcast form. That's a great way to really get involved into more detail of what we're doing. And then, obviously, a membership to LandryFootball.com. I think it's a must for a football fan. It gets you in-depth information. It's like having your own scouting department or coaching department for less than $10 a month. It's cheaper than that if you get a year subscription, and it gets you all the breakdowns and roster breakdowns of all the college teams. Certainly do the same for the NFL. Like, for example, we had nuggets about what happened at practice yesterday at Ohio State, and, you know, we'll have that now that everybody's pretty much this weekend's going to get involved. We'll have updates there, what's going on, how do they utilize personnel, and of course when the games take place, game breakdowns, game reviews, film room analysis, so you can get the full view of what's going on in the game of football, college and pro, the notebooks every day with the inside information. So check it out, one-stop shopping football. You like football, you're going to love LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of the football season offer, though. That'll get you the best deal.
Quick question, we'll let you out the door. Is there a favorite time of the year? I know every day is busy for you, whether there are games being played or not. But time of year, in season, out of season for you, in your job, though, with your job.
It is a cycle. I mean, this time of year is fun because all the work, and as you mentioned, every day, 7 days a week, you're working on things with teams, both levels, and you very kind of like open up the package. You begin to open it up, and it's kind of like Christmas on the, in a long form because you begin to see what they got, how things play out. So, you know, when the season's over, it's a grind. You miss a little bit of the games, but then it's just so busy getting ready for that, the scouting season and the personnel side. That's a challenge, quite frankly. It's fun. But I got to tell you, if I was just going to say what's the most fun, I don't think there's anything that I enjoy more than waking up on a Saturday morning in the fall when there's like, at least two or three, but there are a whole bunch. I mean, I watch games left and right, but when you got some big games, let's say four or five of them, and you know you wake up on a Saturday morning, and I've got a lot of games on Saturday, and knowing I've got Sunday games, which I like as well, that's really fun. I would probably say that's the most, you know, enjoyable time, and that's probably every Saturday in the fall.
Chris, we'll see you next week, sir. Outstanding job.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Take care. Thanks, everybody, for the question.
Chris Landry joins us every Thursday. Outstanding questions.